This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. New Survivor champ Ben Driebergen gathered his inner circle of pals from the Marines and drank shots to celebrate his $1 million victory. Ben and company were celebrating at the Parlor here in Hollywood, where he was definitely the center of attention. He posed for selfies with every fan who walked up to him, including past players Brett and Hannah. Huh, I wonder if he survived his hangover the next day. In other Survivor news, the winner of Season 1, Richard Hatch, who's 56 years old, says his ex met someone else much younger and left him, and is devastated by the turn of events. He hasn't done too well since winning Survivor either. He's had problems with the IRS because he didn't pay his taxes and served a 9-month prison term for a probation violation. Hatch learned no one survives the IRS. Well, Matt Damon sure has had a tough week. His father passed away last week from cancer, and his latest movie, Downsizing, has bombed at the box office. The holiday flick featuring Damon shrunk down to 5 inches tall earned just $6.2 million over the 4-day Christmas weekend, finishing in 7th place. CinemaScore also gave it a C rating. Our condolences go out to Matt for everything. LA Clippers star Blake Griffin was spotted perusing one of girlfriend Kendall Jenner's favorite jewelry stores, 14 Carats in Beverly Hills. It's unclear exactly what Blake was checking out, but he was seen a short time later leaving the shopping center with a bag. Considering Griffin recently signed on for nearly $200 million to stay in LA, whatever he decides to get Kendall will be real nice. Singer-songwriter Lorde has canceled a planned concert in Israel following an online campaign by activists opposed to the Israeli occupation of Palestine. The announcement of the cancellation of the June concert came as the singer cited an overwhelming number of messages and letters she received as having led to her decision. And no, we don't know if Lorde asked BFF Taylor Swift for permission. Wedding bells will soon be ringing for Muse frontman Matt Bellamy and model girlfriend Elle Evans. Elle, who revealed that she and Matt got engaged while vacationing in Fiji, said, quote, "Was going to surprise everyone on Christmas, but just can't wait any longer. We're so happy to announce to the world that we're engaged," unquote. Bellamy shares a 6-year-old son with ex Kate Hudson. Okay, who's got the over-under on this? Ben Affleck, ex-Jennifer Garner, and their 3 children celebrated Christmas as a family. Ben and Jen filed for divorce this April, and despite their split, the stars have remained amicable and continue to co-parent their 3 kids. Affleck, who's been continuing treatment for alcohol addiction, usually spends all holidays with Jennifer and their kids. Wow, apparently Ben did survive his recent rehab visits in Buffalo. Meghan Trainor is engaged to boyfriend Daryl Sabara after little more than a year of dating. Meghan and Daryl announced their happy news by sharing the sweet video of his proposal and her tearfully ecstatic reaction on Instagram. The singer said, quote, "I said yes. For my 24th birthday, the love of my life made all of my dreams come true," unquote. Congrats to the couple. Jennifer Lawrence spread Christmas cheer last week in her hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The 27-year-old Oscar winner made a visit to Norton Children's Hospital, where she spent time with patients, family, and staff members. Last year, the actress donated $2 million to the hospital to establish the Jennifer Lawrence Foundation Cardiac Intensive Care Unit. Aww, an actual nice Christmas story. Actress Anna Kendrick confessed that she didn't realize that Pitch Perfect 3 was going to be the final film in the series until she saw the theatrical posters dubbing it the Farewell Tour. Regardless, co-star Anna Kemp says that filming the new film's last scenes were incredibly moving because everyone feels truly bonded for life after experiencing 6 years of making movies together. Hey, I heard McDonald's was hiring. Lady Gaga revealed plans for a 2-year residency at the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas, which kicks off in December 2018. Gaga said, quote, "It's the land of Elvis, and I have the honor of creating a new show unlike anything Vegas has ever seen before," unquote. Meanwhile, Britney Spears performed her final residency show on New Year's Eve, and she never even sang a note. Led Zeppelin will celebrate their 50th anniversary with an illustrated book created with input from the band's 3 surviving members, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones. The book is due out in 2018. Page said, quote, "There will be Led Zeppelin product coming out that people haven't heard because I'm working on that," unquote. Geez, what's left that hasn't already been released? John Bonham banging on a tea kettle? Kid Rock is facing a trademark infringement lawsuit from the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus's owner over the Rockers' upcoming Greatest Show on Earth tour. The lawsuit claims that Rock and Live Nation were not authorized to use the now-dormant circus's well-known slogan for the 2018 tour. Ringling Brothers has closed down, so what's to sue over? Oh, maybe they need money. Shakira took to Twitter this week to update fans about her health battle, announcing she would be further postponing her El Dorado World Tour again. In her statement, which came weeks after delaying the global tour until 2018, the Latin superstar revealed she would be getting back on the road now in June of this year. Shakira heard her voice during rehearsals, and you know, she doesn't lie. And neither do her hips. The Trash Bin. Pamela Anderson is telling the Kardashian sisters if they want her on their show, they've got to stop wearing fur. Keeping Up with the Kardashians wants to use footage of Pam and Kim in New York's posh Vivienne Westwood store. The company that produces the show, Bunim Murray, sent Pamela's team a release form to get the all clear, but she hasn't signed it. Kim and the clan love their fur and wear it often. Come on, Kardashians, can't you do anything decent?
The news wrap-up.
2 years after banning the product, Amazon began selling Apple TV 4K streaming boxes again and sold out within 4 hours. According to IMDb data, Avengers Infinity War tops the list of 2018's most anticipated movies. CNN is axing Snapchat daily news show The Update. Apple is facing 2 lawsuits alleging that they intentionally slowed down older iPhones in order to get consumers to buy new models.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Wars The Last Jedi stays on top for a 3rd straight week.
The number one album.
Eminem's new album Revival remains the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
It's heads up for another week.
The number one book.
Origin by Dan Brown is the new number one fiction book.
28-year-old singer Chris Brown is no stranger to controversy, having had numerous run-ins with the law, including his conviction for beating up his girlfriend at the time, Rihanna, before the 2009 Grammy Awards. Since then, Brown has had 7 consecutive albums enter the charts in the top 10 and has been a frequent guest on a number of hit songs. Brown's won 14 BET Awards, 5 Billboard Music Awards, and 5 Soul Train Music Awards. Here's Chris Brown featuring Yo Gotti, A Boogie with a Hoodie, and Kodak Black with the Song of the Week, Pills and Automobiles.
I could change your whole sauce. You a little more spicy, yeah. Now you dealing with a boss. I might treat you rightly, nah. No more messenger, baby. Now you dripping icy, ay. You keep hanging around me, baby. You start talking like me. Got my own lingo. I could change your whole ego. I be swimming in the money, baby. Torpedo. I ain't like these rapper niggas. They is not my steelo. I'ma call you by and whip my shooting CeeLo. I might change my old ways for you, baby. I can change your whole way, now you wavy. Now you glamorous, I'm out your element. I'm too reckless, for you girl is evident.
Wait.
Was Chris Brown featuring Yo Gotti, A Boogie with a Hoodie, and Kodak Black with the Song of the Week, Pills and Automobiles. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.